Hi guys, it's another week and another Wednesday, and it's your girl Inshira, it's your girl Blessing, whatever you want to call me, it's left to you. So yeah, on this week's episode, I have a friend here, and we'll be talking about peer pressure. So yeah, sit tight and enjoy the show.
Peer pressure is real. Like, it's so bad. So bad. But there's good peer pressure. But not all peer pressure is bad.
Yep.
There are good ones. There are bad ones. Mm-hmm. Baby girl, let's talk about the bad one first. What's up?
Okay. So, firstly, based on clothes, I mean, people think that they have to, you know, have so much money to look good. Like, you have to go to a boutique. You have to, you know, travel outside. You have to. It doesn't have to be important.
Yes.
My dear.
My brothers and sisters, let us advise you. Let's be guided. The same Gucci they go and buy at the store.
I know.
Their own Gucci, you can buy them now. Select.
Thank you.
They all come from abroad. Those that one come from container and the other ones come from. They all come from containers. What do I mean? So, your own is still from abroad.
I know, right?
It's still designer. So your friend might say, "Oh, I'm buying this hair 500 cedis. I'm buying this shoe 200 cedis."
Mm-hmm.
You can find it in the market at 20 cedis,
my dear.
Or let me say $5, or even $2. And you can see, because dressing is about how you carry yourself. It's not about
courage,
the price.
Ma, look good.
Yes.
Oh. Ah,
it's not. You can wash iron. When you buy it, you wash it iron. By the time you put perfume, nobody
legit
goes. And you walk with charisma.
People will now be asking, where did you get this?
See, in the market,
you will come, they pack like everything are packaging, my dear.
That's
like,
the word.
Out there,
it's just packaging. So don't feel pressure because your friend is wearing. Because your friend is wearing designer, your friend are wearing things that you can't afford. And also remember where you're coming from.
Thank you.
Don't try and compare. Maybe their family or is living a certain standard of life. The fact that you're friends with them doesn't mean that. You have to also adapt your style of your life.
Remember where you're coming from, as my friend said.
Don't wear clothes that you know that even your parents cannot wear. Please.
Thank you.
Please. The style of your father cannot buy. You go and buy it.
Yeah.
Let's be guided. Next one.
Boyfriend.
My sister, lead that one.
I don't know, like these days, I don't know, there was something I saw, like I think it was an article, they said WHO says that if you are single, it's seen as a disability. Please, where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? Please, because I'm single, because I choose not to be in a relationship, does not mean that.
See, even if you don't choose, leave that one. Market is difficult. When you go outside, the tomatoes are very bad. They are not fresh tomatoes. Even if you want, are you going to buy it? Things that are not ripe.
Even
if you say you want it, let's be serious. It's no more about I can be without a man, even if you cannot be. Let's be serious. Are you going to go and carry somebody that is going to make you cry every day?
I wonder.
Make you sad every day just because you want to post on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend, hashtag, couple goals.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Like,
please.
You don't know whether that one is showcased. And then at home, the man is beating up the girl. Maybe that one is just for camera's sake. For camera's sake. So it's totally uncalled for. I mean, if you are lucky and then you get a good man, lucky, like, good for you.
Good for you.
But then if you don't get, I mean, do your thing, live your life, be happy.
And the person will eventually
boyfriend come. Does not, I mean, is not your source of happiness. Yes.
They say for guys, it's like you're only talking to the girls.
Oh, sorry.
They say for guys too.
Oh,
I think for guys, how can you paraphrase it? Because for guys, I don't think being single is a problem. For guys, what's your own peer pressure? It's the fact that if they have one boyfriend, they're moose. If you have one girlfriend, then you're not a
You
man.
Want to have side chicks. It's not, I mean,
let me tell you.
Get one woman,
let me
value her, treat her right, do the needful.
Exactly. Let me give you one advice. If you're a young guy, you're 24, 25, you say you want to be a millionaire by 30, you have four girlfriends, you take them out, different weekends, you buy them gifts, what?
Different vacations.
Let's leave love
different
aside.
Different spots.
It's a bad investment. Bad investment.
That's the key word. Bad investment.
It's a bad investment. Or even sometimes to the married ones. Mm-hmm. You will not be taking care of your kids, though.
My dear.
Your wife is in the house. She doesn't have what to wear and how to dress nice. So mm-hmm. you go and buy big car to the girl outside.
Yes, so.
My brother and my.
Totally.
My daddy, now curse you, they collect.
For me, sugar daddy and things.
I mean, I'm not here to judge anybody. Everyone can do what they want, but I'm just giving. Let's just investment.
I mean, live right.
Let's try and live right. So,
exactly.
If even that thing that maybe you are with your girlfriend and she was like, my boyfriend just texted me. Maybe go far. Maybe your boyfriend doesn't have money. The boyfriend of your friend has money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, for your birthday, what is he doing for you?
Mm.
On my birthday, this person.
You don't start lying. Oh, he's taking me. He's taking me to Dubai. He's taking me to the Bahamas. He's doing this. My sister, stay in your lane. If you don't know what your boyfriend is doing for you, say you don't know.
Do something by yourself.
Do something, my dear. It's your birthday. It's not our
birthday.
I mean, it's all nice like to have someone like that gets you things, that takes you on a trip.
Yeah.
But nice. I mean, if it's not available, you have to, you know, be happy.
And actually, I know about this
life is easy.
You have a friend that the person is always taking her trips and giving her money, but the person is never available. The person is working.
My dear,
you have
now
your
money we go chop.
Now you have your boyfriend that anytime you call, he's 911. He always wants to give his best for you. Just that he doesn't have much, but he does his best. Are you going to leave that one because you want?
Adieu.
Please,
true
don't
that.
Be,
true
don't that. Be fooled.
Yes. Sir.
Next,
sugar future. Daddy.
My sister, talk.
Sugar daddy. I mean, this is like dating married men. Like, is not even like I'm not even a party. Like, it's not. I mean, how am I going to put it now? It is not even on my list. I mean, this is not about judging anybody or like saying it, but then like, how would you feel if someone like, if someone ruins your family, like family that your parents have, I mean, struggled to build up and all that, and then someone comes in from nowhere and then starts stealing time that your dad is supposed to spend with your mom and your siblings. He's spending that time is outside, like. So, I mean, apart from the time that he spends with the boys, rather than the boys now, he's spending it with an extra woman, like going on trips, sending her money that he would have used to maybe send as pocket money to you. So my dear, it's totally unadvisable. I mean, that's my take. Like, I don't want to ruin anybody's home. Nobody should ruin my own future.
Exactly.
Thank you.
What's this thing? Cycle. What goes around comes around.
My
what
dear.
Goes around because as you are doing sugar daddy, someone doing it to my do sugar daddy to your husband.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Karma is a bitch.
Yeah. That's
sorry.
Karma it is. Let's say karma it is. Let's just take a break. Let me show you. Now the next one. So. Before we continue, wait, let me sip my...
Abi, you sip your cocktail.
But you're not sipping. How far now?
My dear, forgive me. Forgive me.
Please, this cocktail is just for a vibe. It's going to be like...
Please, this is not peer pressure, I bet.
It's not peer pressure.
Should we tell them the price? No, we'll leave one. We'll leave. Leave the price out of this.
This is not peer pressure. It is even an example that day. You can still have cheap things.
You don't want to know how much you bought this. You'll be shook.
So you don't need to go and you don't need to go to a 5-star hotel to get this and snap on Instagram.
You know.
By the time I get a nice background and snap it, you think
that's all.
I'm somewhere. But you know, I'm somewhere too.
That brings us to the next one. Gadgets. My friend, they use iPhone and most use iPhone.
Let's even go for guys.
Headbeats.
AirPods.
Make it hang, make it fine. Okay. Your picture. My dear.
I don't want ropes.
I mean, if you can afford these things, go ahead.
Yeah.
Buy anything you want.
Yeah.
But if it's not in like if it's something you can't afford, stay in your lane. Like there are good Android phones out there. Like they are nice Android phones.
Don't let
anybody
have
nice cameras.
Techno.
Yes.
Don't
at
let
your
anybody,
Infinix.
At your Infinix, please. If that's what you can afford, probably carry it.
Very nice.
Foam pouch. With glitters and ring on it. you are fine.
Thank you.
It's louder. Not because of iPhone. Let me tell you right now. When you die, that I they'll not write on your burial this thing. The person had iPhone. They'll ask what did you do?
Besides, some people are even using some people are even using iPhone 5. And then you are using Samsung S10. That is, in fact, that is step times 10 better than the iPhone 5 that you're eyeing, my dear. No be by brand.
Don't allow me, honestly. Before I used to use Tecno, they used to laugh at me. And now I'm using Huawei. Sometimes they ask me, is it Huawei? How do you call that one? They call it. But still,
carry on.
It's not about competition.
Totally.
Look at what you need. If you need a phone to take good pictures, maybe you're a blogger. Get a good. You can apart from iPhone and Samsung, there are other phones that give you the quality.
Yeah.
If you want to be a video, you can find other. Right now, I'm shooting this video with my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't have money for camera yet, but it's
we'll
coming.
Get there.
It's on the way.
Now the hustles.
Exactly. So,
me too. What do I use for my podcast? I use my phone. I don't use an extra microphone for my podcast, or I just use my phone and then edit. Basically, like, I'm trying to live within my means. Basically, we are trying to
live within our means, and God will make us our hustle pay.
Amen.
By that time, the next time we're talking,
amen.
We'll be doing donations.
Yes, so you know.
Yes. So next one. So the next one, my sister is wedding
peer pressure.
Wedding peer pressure by your friend.
To empty your bank account. Destination wedding. It's not.
You're even going for your friends are posting their marriage picture.
Thank you.
Their wedding picture. And you're single. And not even single as well. You know who is coming. Single for like 2 years and nobody sends you. It's texting you.
On the list. Yeah.
And then you now, because of that, you now consider those people. Because you also want to get married.
Yeah.
But the thing is, everybody's time is different. And then, the thing is, everybody's time is different. And maybe, is the person...
Maybe if you can just wait for God's time. Maybe yours can even... Maybe if it was Dubai, maybe your friend has. Your own could be Paris. Just wait for God's time.
Your own can even be your own.
Everybody's timeline is different.
Like, maybe her own can be she tries to get married at 22.
Exactly.
And then your own 30. It's sad, but it's sad, but that's the truth. Because and then you will go and hurry. I'm going to get married at that 22. Then you divorce and later. So what's the point?
When you would have just waited. I mean, sometimes we don't know these things, but then like we just deal with our instincts. Like,
yeah.
Basically, don't do it because someone else is doing it. Do it because it is appropriate for you and all that.
Exactly. I think is it over the keyboard
in the background? Let me check. Travel.
Home.
My friend Jan Dagojan is not compulsory.
Let's start with the airport. Then go before we talk about those that cross the border.
So, maybe your friend is traveling, and then you are seeing your friend off, and then you take pictures at the airport. As per se, you might they travel, and then you post it on social media. What are you trying
to
portray? Like, then what are you trying?
You change location.
What's the point?
Location, Moravia.
Exactly.
Why I see all everybody behind you is black. Which can you?
Eskimo.
Everybody behind you is black. Is it picture?
Oh,
is
Jesus.
It, how do you call it? Background. Mm-hmm. They are putting.
I don't get it.
Maybe going back. Some people will snap and edit, cut themselves, and not put it on one background.
My dear, Photoshop. Totally
but why do you want people to envy you? Why?
I mean,
why do you want people to envy you?
Also.
Some people have never traveled, but they made it in their own country.
Yeah.
And when they made it, they didn't travel for vacation. Some people travel early to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like our destiny is just different.
Yeah. And because someone traveled does not mean that the person is even doing better.
You don't even know what's going on.
The person is in UK or US
hustling.
Washing toilets.
You
are a CEO of a company maybe in Nigeria or Ghana or
Cameroon. Anywhere. Then you are there envying the person. At least you can eat. You have food that you can wake up.
Yes.
You can sleep.
I mean,
you
just can be thankful, be grateful. You know.
please, honestly, I feel like this peer pressure, I feel like it's so underrated. Because it's everybody goes through. We have gone through. I go through. It's a daily battle. And it's a choice to be like, I'm not going to be pressured. And we just want to tell you guys, please, don't allow bad peer pressure to follow you. But there's
good and peer. To ruin your life.
Thank you. Picture, Instagram picture.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon and social media. Pokemon, your parents, like, how can I say? The Pokemon goes for students and for workers, salary. You want to live beyond your means and it's not wise. You are young, you are less than 30, you are trying to live your life. And then your salary or the money they give to you is not as much as your friend, and they live a life that is different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
Man, even if you didn't have the same salary as them, just wise enough and know that you have to save for the future, because you don't know. You have to save for the future because you don't know on any unforeseen circumstances.
Exactly.
You have to save to open your own structure, to create a business. If your pocket money...
Anything you are doing, you have to think of the future.
Yeah.
Basically.
If your pocket money is kind of small, you know that, okay, instead of going to get the boy for sleep around to get the money, find a business and do hustle.
Exactly.
Hustle with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
We are brave.
Mm-hmm. God gave you brain for something. Use
it. Let me I tell you what I've done is true. I've sold clothes, guys' clothes. I've sold glasses. Mm-hmm. I have my friend shows, how do you call it? So bonus.
Gadgets plug.
anything. Fridge or AC. I'm still selling any house item. Because the thing is that sometimes what we need, our parents cannot really afford it.
So step up
and get the money yourself so that when you eat, you're happy. You will not go and be getting money at home and allowing a boyfriend to be sorting on top of chicken chain.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he will tell you that your hair is a plot of land. That money you go and squander it in the club.
Yes, so buy champagne.
But if it's your money that you have worked, you can do what you want with it.
Yeah.
You can be happy. So
totally.
And then the picture of your picture that you can, what you're saying. That there's no point, like there are people when they're in school.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there are some people that when they're in school, like their social media platforms are on fire. IG, WhatsApp, Telegram, everything. Okay, let me just use Instagram, but that's where like people mostly post their pictures, and probably Twitter and their WhatsApp status and all that. And then you go home, like the person's social media platform is completely off. No picture, nothing. Where did you start from? My dear, where did you start from? Is it not that your father's house that you don't want to take picture in that?
Because it's not Instagram postable.
Mm. Tree. A very nice background.
It's about
okay. Nice tree, nice camera. That's all you need to
look nice. Because
thank you.
All those fine, we've been talking about peer pressure. It's social media. Let me tell you, most of the pictures that are edited, the edit there is mad.
Mm.
You can even edit your nose, edit your body, edit your ass, edit your breast. You see somebody. No, I'm a living testimony. I've seen people doing it in front of me.
I know,
right? People end it, so don't feel somebody has shame. It's either surgery, because nobody's
surgery. Oh, like that thing is legit.
You see somebody's body, you go and do squats God. Until
there was a. I don't know if you saw come this out. Video on. I don't know, probably IG.
Yeah, of the heat.
Some hotness on the ass. You don't know what people are going through, and then you want to, you know, enlarge. Please, besides there's further arthritis. The more the hits, the higher the tendency.
Thank God. The more the hips you have, the higher the tendency you have to have. You see those mother that have knee pain. Now, excess load down there. So sometimes, if it's not genetic, if you cannot do sports to get it, please don't force it. Because those girls that you see on the night day, they are so fine, they are so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, the editing is.
You know, and it's so when you see the person in real life, don't they want to beg, who be this person? Who be this?
Please.
My dear.
And you guys, you are not helping matters.
Mm.
Those are the girls you go and carry and posting, and you give some other girls peer pressure.
Exactly.
I know some plenty. They'll just be pushing girls.
You know that. They are
big, 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 big.
Take notes.
Take notes. Please, you guys are promoting peer pressure. You guys just be posting girls like this. Like, even skin color. Black. Peer pressure of being black. Please.
My dear.
If you are not fair, don't go and bitch.
Black is beautiful. Like,
don't go
you know
please.
What these fair people go through. When maybe you tell them something nice, they'll turn pink, they'll turn red, they'll turn blue. Small cold like this and they sneeze, they're already pink in color. Please, better stay back. I don't know. Just be dark and then be.
Ah, just buy cream and make
black
it
black is make really beautiful dark. There are nice creams out there, like make you can use shea butter, coconut oil, yeah, natural things, and then your skin will glow. I mean, are we not melanin, you know? So yeah.
So now I think we are done with a good, let's go with a good peer pressure.
Yeah, so church.
Yeah.
Church can be good.
If you have a friend that is kind of prayer, for the person is kind of influenced, peer pressure you to change your life or to change your lifestyle. That's good pressure, man.
Yeah, so
if your peer pressure can make you to pray, focus on God more,
yeah,
change your lifestyle, live according to the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's a good peer pressure. Please follow that peer pressure. Don't be so
don't ignore that one.
Don't ignore if you wake up, maybe your friend is always praying you. When you are every Saturday, every Sunday morning you're coming back from club and your friend is going
and then you
instead of putting the prayer pressure, you be insulting that this person likes to pray like she's so overholy. It's not like she's trying to pray like she's so overholy. God is trying to tell you, follow her.
There's something that the person is looking for, and it's only God that can give you that. After it's that, only God that can save you.
After that, no matter how you party, no matter how you, when you come back alone, that emptiness. Now you and God in our room.
I swear.
No matter. I swear, no matter who tells you you are beautiful, sure I'll be there for you. See that moment there.
Mm-hmm.
The phone of a person can go off. They can be bad network. But God, you don't need network. You don't need phone. Just say, Daddy, how far now? I'm in deep problems.
Like I need you.
What's up?
I need
you. Go show up. That's good peer pressure. The good one is what? Academics.
Academics, my dear. Yes. In fact, maybe you are not doing so well in your academics, and then you talk to a friend of yours. Then the person is always saying, okay, let's go to the library. We can create study group. We can, you know. And then, like, you see yourself improving. That is something worth emulating. Like, you want to be, like, you know how your friend is doing really good, and then be like, oh, I want to be like my friend. Like, I want to do better than I am doing, I'm doing right now. That is something worthy of emulation. Like, you want to be better at what you are doing. At, you know, and this is something that will help you for life. This is your degree. This is something that will help you get a job, even though sometimes you feel like school is scam, but then you have to start from
somewhere.
It's not everybody that
don't say school is scam and then you leave school and your father they cannot open you
and you're not doing yahoo
that school is scam. Please, even school is scam, just get it and keep it.
So then you can do your side hustle or
anything. Like, I have a friend that said, and the father forced him to do one course. The person finished the course and came back and
handed it over.
Not even handed it. The person seal it and said, Daddy, this is a certificate. Hang it on the wall. I did it for you. Mm-hmm. One, I'm doing it for myself. It's better than saying, I won't go to school.
Okay, even when you're in school, you will not be doing well. You just, I don't know.
It's not what it.
Just live right.
Follow the peer pressure of the ones that are working.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one that you put on it?
Then hustle.
So if you cannot afford something, make sure you work for it.
Work for it. Don't be a lazy ass.
Begging.
I mean, they said no food for a lazy man.
There's this new thing, I don't even know. People that go and never give back to people because they want to live above their means in another world.
Mm-hmm.
They will borrow it because maybe your friend is using it. You go and borrow money to. You go to this community that is your friend, you borrow money, explain the line that you have problems.
Yes.
And then now you come back and you'll be buying expensive, so that everyone will know that your life is. Please be guided. Mm-hmm. And you to go in somewhere that don't envy. Don't envy.
Mm-hmm. Be content with what you have. Be content. Don't say, if my friend can afford it, why can't I afford it? You start pressuring your parents. I know, like, this kind of thing, when you start telling your parents will start making you, it will be like, they are not doing up to standard. And then they'll start feeling bad and all that. So, like, there are certain things that we don't even need. We just need to do ourselves. Like, get, as she said, you can start a business. You don't have to have 1 million naira or 1,000 cedis to start something. Just start small steps.
Exactly.
And then you will grow from there. Like,
you can start by looking at the need around. Even your neighborhood, maybe there's no store, maybe there's no water. You can start saying, I'm going to deliver water.
Yes. So.
Maybe in your neighborhood, there's no airtime at home. You can just put it for the, if you need airtime, call me.
Yes.
I'm over money. Sure. You get your money. Like, You don't look at the need around you. Make sure, exactly. Okay, I'm going to use this place, this need, to make my own money.
Exactly.
My market.
Mm-hmm.
So, as sister, let's cheers. Even though we drank before saying cheers, they will not finish.
Why are not
so,
finished? Cheers, guys.
Guys, this is
what to less peer pressure.
Yes. Less peer pressure. Less you social know. Media pressure. Be
yes.
So,
and sometimes you need a break from that social media. Like sometimes.
Social media fast. It's the as well.
Ah. Social media is totally addict. Like it is. Oh God. Totally addict.
I've done 1 week. One month, I'm telling you, always feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You always feel better when you don't see anybody's post or anybody's status.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have anybody to compare yourself with,
mm-hmm.
you recharge, mm-hmm. then you can go back because social media is drains.
True.
It's a mental battle. It's a mental battle. So when you feel tired,
really a mental battle.
So, guys.
So guys, we've come to the end of today's podcast.
Yeah.
And my friend, I didn't even introduce you. Oh God, forgive me. Please do a brief introduction about yourself. Thank you.
So my name is Sefi. You mm-hmm. can call me Shura.
Yeah.
So I am
Dr. Sefi, fellow colleague, fellow friend, fellow energy goddess, all in one.
All in one. You know, reactor has nothing to do with me.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Energy drink has nothing to. Like mm-hmm. I'm more than an energy drink. Just you just need me around.
Yes. Yeah,
so
your YouTube channel.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a YouTube channel called mm-hmm. What's on the Inside with Sefi. That's what like how WHAT
apostrophe S
on the Inside with Sefi. Sefi is SEPHY.
Yes.
It's a YouTube channel.
Please
about
kindly subscribe.
Yes, please kindly subscribe if you want. It's mostly inspirational vlogs, mm-hmm. lifestyle. Like I'm just a free person, so anything that I have as a content, I just bring it.
So
I
she's
I just
as interesting as I am. So please check out her YouTube channel.
And,
I beg.
And please subscribe.
She's also on IG.
Yeah, as Sephora Fondop. That's mm-hmm. SEPHORA
mm-hmm.
FONDOP. I'm IG, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes.
And Facebook. That's my handle. So it was really nice having.
And she's a Cameroonian. I'm going to miss her. Why are we saying the same thing?
Honestly.
Oh,
like,
God.
Life after school.
I know.
Everybody is now going on their own side.
It go be, yo. It go be. Don't worry. Don't worry. Abi will certainly link up now.
Ah, definitely.
Somehow. That one day. So, yeah. We go with the quote of the week. Where did I write this thing? Put on some lipstick and hustle. You don't have to wait for a man, you know. You don't have to wait for anything. So it's the same pressure that we're talking about, the good peer pressure thing. So put on some lipstick. If you're a guy, you can use Vaseline or you can use lip balm. Sha hustle. Yeah, have an amazing week, guys. Love you all. Bye.